Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the plight of the homeless is an issue where some local organizations want to make a difference this new year. Bill Varner is with the Wellspring and Sarah Johnson is with Home Coalition. They spoke to one area group, the Southside Community Involvement Association, last night and joined me about that discussion and efforts to aid the homeless. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Sarah, give us an idea of the size of the homeless population in our area.
Well, we actually do a survey every year, just like every community does across the country. Mm-hmm. Last year in January, we found that on that one night point in time count, we had about 220 people homeless. We have a statistical formula we use to determine what that means annually, and it comes out to about 2,200 people. We actually have that count coming up in a couple of weeks on the 9th of January 26th.
Is there a growing number, and what segment of the population might that be?
It actually is growing a little bit. In South Louisiana, the numbers drop some, but in our part of the state, it's relatively constant. It fluctuates from about, averages about 200 people a night, more or less. Nationally, about a third of the people who were homeless are women and children, but here in our area, over half are.
Why do we see the growing number with women and kids? Is there a reason behind that?
There's a lot of poverty in this area, and we really don't have a lot of affordable housing. And those are probably two of the main reasons. And difficulty with jobs, especially living wage jobs. It costs over $13 an hour for a person to maintain a household.
Tell us about the Home Coalition and how that facilitates work with the homeless in our area.
Okay, officially we are called the Continuum of Care Organization. We are a regional coordinating body of all the homeless services organizations in the area. We do have member organizations who are homeless service providers, but really anybody who is concerned or interested about homelessness can come to meetings. We have a website with information, aroofovermyhead.net. What we are is a common ground for people to come together and talk about homelessness and really to look at the services that we have for homelessness, the needs of the homeless population, and try to make that fit better. And our goal is to achieve what we call zero homeless. Statistically, that means nobody is homeless more than 30 days.
Well, Bill, you work with street outreach. What do we know about homeless individuals in our area?
What we find is there are quite a few in our area that are from this area, but we also deal with individuals that are in transit from other areas and surrounding areas. And of course, in some of the rural areas where there are not many resources, they tend to come where the resources are. And most of them are looking for jobs, looking for housing. And we find that they migrate to this area.
What are some of the immediate needs that you address when working with someone?
Primarily housing, getting them from the streets to a roof over their head, to where they have a roof over their head. The other concerns are mental health issues. Some of them have substance abuse issues, but primarily their medical condition overall. Some of these individuals have not seen a physician or a doctor in 4 or 5 years. And what we do is, first of all, we try and connect them with the services that they are more interested in. And what we found is once we make those connections, then they are a lot more easier to submit to the services that we think will benefit them.
Yeah. And we talk about looking for jobs, but kind of on the other end of the spectrum, teenage homelessness, they, of course, account for a portion of that population. It's been a difficult number to track in the past, Bill, from what I've read. Talk about teenagers moving from home to home, staying with friends. Is it prevalent here? What do we know about teenage homelessness?
It is prevalent. What happens with teenagers is they couch shop. I mean, they're with friends. They're going to school. However, they don't have a permanent place. They're not living with their family. If they leave home for whatever reason, then oftentimes they're with a friend this night, another friend the next night, and at lunchtime you'll see quite a few of them come to the shelters to eat, and that gives us an opportunity to talk with them.
Yeah, one of the things, Sarah, that we're looking at here in the Monroe and in surrounding areas, there's a project aiding homeless who might be displaced as far as the growth in some of the downtown development. Share on that for a moment.
There's a lot of hope that in our region we can have what we have in other regions of Louisiana, which is called a centralized intake one-stop facility, where all the various agencies that serve the homeless can have a representative there. A person who's homeless can come in, go from office to office, get signed up, and those kind of facilities, it's shown, make it the shorter time that someone is homeless, they're less likely to fall back in homeless. Most people who become homeless are so because of some emergency, a medical emergency, a financial emergency, something. They just need a little bit of help short-term getting on their feet. And having a facility to drop in like that, or if they're a person who's got difficulty with mental illness, they can come in and get help there with counseling sometime, job training, those kind of places are just a lifesaver.
Counseling, job saving, a lifesaver. Bill, someone that you've encountered that has been able to kind of get back on their feet.
Well, there's one individual that comes to mind that used to work for a company in Rayville. And as a result of his health conditions, he was laid off and could no longer work. He was on disability and he moved to the Monroe area. And he was residing actually in the parking lot of sister company, and I was alerted by the security there, and we were able to bring him in, connect him, and provide services. He was a veteran. We housed him. He had a stroke some time ago. He was in the hospital. We visited him in Shreveport in the hospital, and now he's in a nursing home and being taken care of, and we visit him on a regular basis.
Good things going on with work in the homeless in our area. Bill Varner with the Wellspring, Sarah Johnson with the Home Coalition. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lagniappe on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.